This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard was arrested Thursday afternoon in the investigation into the leak of hundreds of pages of classified military intelligence. This, according to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland at a press conference. Garland identified the person, Jack Douglas Teixeira, as a member of the U.S. Air Force National Guard. He will have an initial court appearance at the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts. President Joe Biden said Thursday that investigators were close to figuring out the source of the recent leak of highly classified U.S. intelligence documents. While on a three-day tour of Ireland, Biden said he was not too concerned about the security breach, which may be the most serious leak in a decade. Myanmar's opposition envoy to the United Nations appealed Thursday for international action to protect civilians in his country after the military junta carried out deadly airstrikes this week on villagers in northwest Myanmar. Kyaw Moe Tun told reporters Thursday, quote, on behalf of the people of Myanmar, I again call for the international community, especially the UN Security Council, to take decisive actions to save the lives of people of Myanmar, to end the military impunity, and to prevent further destabilization of the region. He said at least 168 people, including more than 30 children, were killed. VOA's Burmese service confirmed the casualty figures from witnesses on the ground. Initial reports had put the death toll at about 100 people. Ghana became the first country to approve a new malaria vaccine for young children that may offer better protection against the disease, which kills hundreds of thousands of people every year. Preliminary results from early tests developed at the University of Oxford suggest the vaccine is effective. This is VOA News. The White House announced Thursday $300 million for 9 bridge projects in rural and urban areas of the United States as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law passed last year. The White House statement said the bridge investment program to date has funded more than 4,600 bridge repair and replacement projects across the country. Thursday's events wrap up the White House's three-week Investing in America tour. Since March 28, the president, vice president, and 20 senior administration officials have traveled to at least 50 cities and towns to promote projects funded by the infrastructure law. And the Biden administration is seeking to allow immigrants illegally brought to the United States as children greater access to health insurance through federal programs. The proposal would allow participants in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, to access to health insurance. North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Thursday, prompting evacuation warnings in Japan. Emergency alerts sounded on Japan's northern island of Hokkaido following a North Korean missile launch. Japanese officials later said the missile fell into the sea between Korea and Japan. This is North Korea's third ICBM launch this year. North Korea is upset about joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises, although it often uses those drills as a pretext to conduct major weapons tests. More provocations are expected in the coming weeks. A severe tropical cyclone lashed the northwest Australian coast with strengthening winds and increasing rain Thursday as authorities warned the population to prepare for destructive gusts of up to 275 kilometers per hour. Ilsa is expected to cross the coast in a span between the iron ore export town of Port Hedland and the indigenous community of Bidyadanga by early Friday, this according to Australia's Bureau of Meteorology. And the German government is satisfied with consultations at the World Bank's spring meetings and the initial progress made toward a fundamental reform of the development bank. This, according to Germany's finance minister on Thursday in Washington. The World Bank has submitted a long-awaited reform plan that would boost annual lending to middle-income countries to fight climate change and other global crises by about $5 billion annually while protecting the bank's top-tier credit rating. And the Berlin Zoo celebrated the 66th birthday of Fatu on Thursday. That's the world's oldest known living gorilla. You can find more on all these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.